Good morning. Learning Shabbilas Chus, the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. All those in need of refuah should have refuah. The hostages should be returned safely. The soldiers should have success in completely eradicating the evil.
Amen.
Learning is sponsored by Lenishma Shalamis Bas Moshe. So, question was asked yesterday by Leary as to why Baruch Sha'amar starts with just a baruch and doesn't have the traditional flankings of a regular bracha. So we'll get into some of the details in the coming days, but there's a couple fascinating details regarding Baruch Sha'amar that the Shulchan Aruch records, the commentaries in chapter 51. One is the Taz quotes from the Levush and the early Rishonim that the tefillah of Baruch Sha'amar is an extremely mystical and secret, powerful tefillah. And it was actually composed based on a note that fell from heaven that included exactly 87 words, Pei Zion words. And the Svarim explained that this is hinting to when Hashem referred to in Shir HaShirim in chapter 5, Roshei Kesem Poz, that the head of the Jewish people is like fine gold, and therefore there's an exact count for the words in Baruch Sha'amar, which could be part of why it just says Baruch and we don't add additional words.
What year was that happened?
Anshei Knesset Agadayla,
okay.
Long time ago.
Okay.
Anshei Knesset Agadayla composed it based on this note.
It actually fell from heaven.
That's what it says, yeah. Fell from heaven. Nafla min ha-shamayim.
Like
Vara. That's the Rebbe quote from the Taz. Taz says, Nafla min ha-shamayim. Piske de nafla min shamayim. All the commentaries.
Like all the other notes that have fallen from
heaven. Yeah.
And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that when one reads Baruch Sha'amar, one should read it in song. Pesukei de Zimra in general should be said with spirit, but Baruch Sha'amar in particular is supposed to be said with a song and with sweetness because of its powerful prayer.
So you've just changed reality right now.
And then, one second, one additional detail. There's a second paragraph from Pesukei de Zimra that the Shulchan Aruch says as well, one should sing, and interestingly we don't see people practicing this, but that doesn't Shulchan Aruch, is a Mizmer L'Saida in Pesukei de Zimra should be said with a niggun. That's clearly in the Shulchan Aruch. This is based on later commentaries. But Mizmer L'Saida, because it's going to be the only song that's not going to be bottle when Mashiach comes, therefore one should sing it when he says it in Pesukei de Zimra.
Wonderful day.
Hold on a second.
So what's the song?
Avrek Shemar ends it with sentences.
You're able to compose it.
The reason there's no song.
You have to compose it.
There's various options, you know.
Sephardic singing.